December 9th, Moses and the Passover. The Lord fights for his people. Verse of the day. The Lord will go through the land to strike the Egyptians down. He'll see the blood on the top and the sides of the doorframe. He will pass over that house. He won't let the destroying angel enter the homes to kill you. Exodus 12:23. The story. The Israelites grew to be in great number in Egypt. After Joseph and his brothers died, his children's children saw a new pharaoh come into power. This pharaoh was worried that the children of God might try and take over, so he made them slaves. He made them work very hard, and he beat them. The people cried out to God, "Please save us. Rescue us from the hands of the Egyptians." God heard their cry and wanted to help them, just as God promised Abraham that he would make his family into a great many people. He was now going to prove faithful once again. He would set his people free. He was going to use a man named Moses to do it. Moses was in the fields watching his sheep one day when he noticed that a nearby bush was on fire. God lit the bush on fire to get Moses' attention. God spoke to Moses out of the burning bush and told him that he must go and rescue his people from the cruel Egyptians. Moses was afraid and didn't think he could do this, but God promised to help him. God said, "I will be with you." Moses, along with his brother Aaron, went into Egypt and spoke to Pharaoh. He told Pharaoh that it was the Lord's command that he should let the Israelites go. Pharaoh did not believe in God and became very angry. He treated the poor Israelites worse than before. God gave Pharaoh 10 plagues as warnings. First, he turned the Nile River into blood. After that, he caused large numbers of frogs to run over the land, doing great harm. Next, gnats and other flies came to pest the people. Then the Lord caused many of the useful animals which belonged to the Egyptians to grow sick and die. But Pharaoh would still not listen to Moses. He refused to let people go free. Then God brought other plagues upon the Egyptians. God sent boils, millions of locusts, huge hailstorms, and plagues of darkness. When the land of Egypt was dark for many days, during each plague, Pharaoh cried out to God, "If you will make the plague stop, I will let the people go." But after the warning stopped, his heart grew hard, and he refused to free the Israelites. Moses warned Pharaoh that God would send the worst plague yet if he did not free the people, but Pharaoh laughed at him. Finally, God sent the absolute worst plague. He said that during the night, the firstborn son of every Egyptian family would die. But God had to do a plan to save his people. God commanded the Israelites to kill their best lamb and paint the front door of their houses with its blood. When the angel of death came in the night and saw the blood, he knew that a lamb died there and would pass over the home and not take the firstborn. That night, it was just as God had said. Pharaoh's oldest son died. Finally, he went and did what God commanded him to do. He let the people go. Moses led the people out of Egypt. They were free. The people of Israel remember this great rescue as the Passover. Many years later, God would send his son Jesus as the human lamb to rescue his people again and would set them free from the slavery of sin. God protected his people years ago, and he still protects us today. Discussion. Number one, what did God command Pharaoh to do? Number two, what were God's warnings to Pharaoh? Number three, what did God command his people to do in order to be spared from the last plague? And now our prayer. Lord, thank you for always being there to protect me. I will praise you, Lord, for your power, your strength, and thank you for sending your son to rescue me from my sins. Amen.